T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, these are the top five players who will be the Steelers' first-round pick. I'm not ranking them like the Steelers' best to worst. This is likelihood that they will be the Steelers' first-round selection. And I'm saying first and not 20 because that does involve trade-ups and trade-downs.
Okay. Donnie, we should keep track. You should get to do this tomorrow, and I should get to do it Thursday.
Okay. Honorable mention, I have Quinyon Mitchell here from Toledo. I think that is one of the guys they're a snake in the weeds on. It seems like they've done very little scouting of him. They didn't bring him in for a visit. They elected to talk to DeJean from Iowa, the great white hope at corner.
He's already being mocked as Chris Sims already said he's a safety in the NFL.
And Nate Wiggins, the very diminutive in terms of size, very skinny, very frail.
String the diminutive beam, teddies.
But a speed merchant corner. Those are the two guys they've been linked to more as first-round corners. But they loved Mitchell at the Senior Bowl. They also have a penchant for loving great MAC players. And if he were to fall all the way to 20, I think they would be tempted to take him, but I don't think that'll happen. That's why he didn't crack my top five.
Top three MAC players of the Steelers' tenure, like overall, their history.
Roethlisberger 1, Jack Lambert 2.
Where's AB rank?
AB 3.
Got James Harrison 2, could be an honorable
James
mention.
James Harrison 4. What a list.
I might put AB 1.
Ahead of Lambert?
Ahead of everybody. To make people mad.
All right. Five on my list is Fautanu from Washington. I'm putting him there because I think they'd be intrigued with the versatility.
Can play all
he
five.
He can play tackle. He can play guard. He can play center.
Why isn't he getting talked about the way Barton is, where everyone's just raving about Barton in that
I have
way.
Him lower on my list because I think he'll go
okay
in the early teens.
But he plays in bike shorts. Did you know that makes people mad?
What do you mean?
He and Ricky Pearsall both, I guess, I forget who it is who's dinging these guys for it. Say, I think it might have been Rick Spielman. We might have to ask Ryan Wilson about that. Is mad because these guys like roll their game pants up and play basically with what amounts to like bike shorts.
And so their knees are exposed. And
yeah, knees and lower leg.
Therefore, maybe susceptible to lower body injuries.
I have no idea, but that's apparently people are saying that.
Number four for me is J.C. Latham.
Okay.
The right tackle from Alabama. I just don't hear a lot on him. They went to his pro day. They didn't bring him in for a visit. I think just from experience at right tackle, he's got the best right tackle resume in the draft. And it doesn't sound, well, let me retract that. I think if the Chargers trade out of their pick and move down, I think that that's to take Latham. So that would be a big hurdle for me. You've also got the Bengals who already have Orlando Brown at left tackle and need a right tackle, and they pick a couple spots ahead of the Steelers. But I have a hard time gauging how much they like him. I assume they like him because everybody does. They all think he's going to be a very good right tackle, so he's four.
Pony, are you aware of what our guy, I like this guy, Tony Pauline, has said about the Steelers and one particular player already named on your list?
Who? Fautanu?
Mitchell. Per Tony Pauline, this is our pal Alex Cazora putting this out there. Steelers in talks with Broncos to trade up to number 12 and take Mitchell.
What? Did this come out?
He tweeted this 2 minutes ago while you've been, I don't want to say bloviating because I have a lot of respect to you, but you've been putting your picks out there. Yes.
Holy crap.
That's per Tony Pauline. We need to get Tony on the line for this one. Not today, maybe, but tomorrow. I'm told the Steelers and Broncos are talking trade as Pittsburgh is another team that is targeting Mitchell and would move up to draft him. That is what Tony Pauline
said. Donnie, text Tony right now and see if he can come on at 5:15 or 5:30. Let's see if we can make that happen in short order. Thank you for pointing that out to me, Malzie.
You're welcome.
Three on my list, top five players who will be the Steelers' first-round pick. I have our guy, Talese Fuaga from Oregon State. And I was my whole spiel was going to be, that's a trade-up guy for them. But now I don't know what to say. Because I do respect Tony. He's gotten a lot of things right.
I know. I'm sorry. I threw you for a complete loop.
No, that's a good loop, though.
Oh, it's a loop, all right, Chalooch. I've got another one up my sleeve, too.
I think Fuaga is the platonic ideal as far as, like, the personality and attitude they want out of an offensive tackle. And I think he's got the tape. But I've got him lower than another tackle on this list because I think he could go as soon as the...
He's
13th pick in the draft to the Raiders. I could see that happening.
I mean, for a while, he was getting mocked in the top five.
Number two, Amarius Mims.
Now it's back to Amarius for anyone that's scoring at home. Not Amarius. We were wrong, apparently.
But I'll say this about Mims. Okay, so this is what I'm going to say about Mims. I think he will be there. I think 19 teams will pass on him. It's just a matter of what else is out there when the Steelers are on the clock. But I think they will at least have to consider him because of all the tackles that we are that our first round locks, I think he will still be available at 20. Barely played, we know that. Injuries, etc. But huge
not
upside.
Really, but not really injuries that like scare you long term.
It's not like Jarvis Jones and the...
It's not like Darnell Washington just from last year where it's a degenerative knee.
What did Jones have? Stenosis, I believe?
Yeah, he did have spinal stenosis.
Number one is Graham Barton.
If Barton's gone, Mims the guy? You said you think Mims will be there. If Barton goes, say, the Seahawks, who I think in Donnie's mock of the day were taking, what, Dallas Turner? Or whatever, Jared Verse, an edge at 16. If the Seahawks, who we know need a center, don't take, or they do take Barton, what do the Steelers do?
Then I think that's why I have Mims, too.
Okay.
I think Mims is the safe. Like, he's not a safe player, but I think he's the safe pick for them. So my top five players who will be the Steelers' first-round pick. Fautanu 5, Latham 4, Fuaga 3, Mims 2, Barton 1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.